This is the Game Act Hotline for February 3rd, 2006, episode 69.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and
Game Addict Hotline.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. So anyway, I'm back for February. I've got a couple of things to come up, like I have an interview coming up soon. I also have some cross-platform shows to start recording again. Luckily, everything's fine. I had to buy a new motherboard and a processor, so I think I spent $200 for it. It seems like I spent about right price. I think the motherboard's a little expensive, though. But anyway, it works with everything I have. So everything is back to normal. I actually got to recover all the stuff from my old hard drive, so I have all my stuff all here. So luckily, nothing super harmful has happened other than having to reinstall everything and start over from scratch. But that's okay, because now we have everything going again, especially the contest, which I know a lot of you guys love to go and email me with. Actually, no one usually emails me for the contest, so if you guys actually want to win a prize, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is you just put in the subject line contest in an email to gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, and I'll go ahead and I'll be sending out, for this week, I have a free video game. It's going to be the PC game America's Army Special Forces. So if you go ahead and you put that in, you put your email into me. I'll go ahead and I will send that to you. It is rated T for teen for blood and violence. So it should be very exciting if you get to pick that up. Also, if you guys want to, go ahead and while you're putting in the contest, go ahead and tell me where you've listened to the show. I'd love to know where you guys have found the show so I can kind of just thank those people who have been talking about me. So that you guys have, because I know you guys would love the show. Anyway, I'll go ahead and stop boring you with show news, but let's get right into our video game news. Microsoft this week released the Vista operating system with sales all across the world. Though some are having problems installing the operating system, some game makers are already complaining to Microsoft about the new software. Alex St. John of Wild Tangent released a press release stating that the new OS could lock out many family-friendly casual games due to the parental lockout feature that comes with Vista. He also commented that some companies cannot afford the ESRB licensing so that their software can be played on Vista. Microsoft has responded by saying that only a fraction of casual games are affected from the upgrade in the operating system and that they are working on the situation. Our next news story, Microsoft's Xbox Live team announced on their blog GamerScore that they have put in new rules for achievements and that the rules will help those hungry for the points. The new rules include that all games must have a minimum of 1,000 points available, with a maximum of 250 points added for free or paid upgrades, and that Xbox Live games can only have a maximum of 250 points, with an extra 50 points from free or paid upgrades. Our next news story, eBay this past week closed down all massively multiplayer online game items and money sales, citing that selling these items brought legal complexities on ownership. eBay commented that the owners did not have pure ownership in the intellectual property and that it is better off for eBay to delist them. Second Life has been excluded from the list of games as eBay says that this isn't a game and that they have no conclusion on what to do with it. Our final news story, a report by the Interactive Entertainment Association of Australia reported a lot of interesting findings in their over 3,000 person survey about different aspects of gaming. The study found that the average age of gamers in Australia is 28. And that 77% of parents who play games play with their children. And 41% of gamers are women. The survey also found that 8% of gamers surveyed were over 60 years old. The finding should bring more interest in gaming in Australia and gaming across the world. All right, let's go ahead and let's look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, WarioWare, Smooth Moves for the Wii. Number 4, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, Vegas for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Battle Stations, Midway for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Crackdown for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top anticipated game at Gamefly.com is Lost Planet Extreme Conditions for the Xbox 360. For top games in Japan, number 5, Hotel Dusk, Room 215 for the DS. Picross DS for the DS. Number 3, Sangoku Shitaisen DS for the DS. Number 2, Dragon Quest Monsters Joker for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 top game in Japan this past week was Grand Theft Auto San Andreas for the PlayStation 2. Looking at top games in the UK this last week, number 5, World of Warcraft The Burning Crusade for the PC. Number 4, Wii Play for the Wii. Number 3, Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007 for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, FIFA 2007 for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top game sold in the UK this past week was Lost Planet Extreme Condition for the Xbox 360. Looking at new releases this week, for the Xbox 360, Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007 by Konami. Worms for the Xbox Live Arcade by Microsoft. For the PS2, Snowcross 2 featuring Blair Morgan by Crave. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 11 by Koei. MVP 2007 NCAA Baseball by EA Sports. Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007 by Konami. R. Tenelico Melody of Elimia by NIS America. For the PSP, Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007 by Konami. Capcom Puzzle World by Capcom. For the DS, Winning 11 Pro Evolution Soccer 2007 by Konami. Lunar Knights by Konami. Diddy Kong Racing DS by Nintendo. For the Game Boy Advance, Dora the Explorer Double Pack by Take-Two Interactive. For the PC, The Sims Life Stories by EA Games. War Rock by Elephant Entertainment. And our top game for this week is Final Fantasy VI for the Game Boy Advance by Nintendo. Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
This podcast is part of the Seattle Podcast Network. Coming to an iPod near you. A podcast 25 years in the making. A podcast with the action of a Bruce Willis movie. The drama of a Morgan Freeman movie. The comedy of a Will Ferrell movie. The romance of a Julia Roberts movie, and the thrills of an Alfred Hitchcock movie. This is the Game Addict Hotline. Hear what critics have said about the Game Addict Hotline. John Lemon of the National Gazette raves,
"How much you pay me? Oh, okay. Yeah, I love this podcast."
Famous podcaster Adam Curry says,
"Do not, repeat, do not call this number ever again."
And the podcaster's own mom states,
"Get a real job. You'll never make any money on this podcasting crap."
So go to www.gameaddicthotline.com and listen today.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. And we also are part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at www.allgames.com. Okay, let's look at our trivia. Our first category is, because we're having the Super Bowl this weekend, I thought I'd go ahead and have some Super Bowl trivia. So the first category is games with bears. Number one, this Apple II game has you killing bears for food while you adventure to the Northwest trying to steer clear of typhoid. Number two, this Game Boy Advance game off the TV cartoon has you using your bear stare to bring happiness to the world. Number three, this PC game is off the Disney movie where an Indian becomes a bear after seeking for revenge. Alright, let's look at our next category, Colts. Number one, this is the name of Link's horse in Twilight Princess. Number two, in the Xbox 360 game, you can buy armor for your horse for a mere 200 points. Number three, this horse racing simulator for the PlayStation 2 by Tecmo has you virtually training your horses, being their jockey, and pretty much betting on yourself to win. All right, our final category. I just found out that I'm going to the Game Developers Conference. I should have told you that earlier, but I'm actually going to the Game Developers Conference this year. I got accepted as press. So I thought to get you guys ready for the Game Developers Conference, I'd go ahead and ask you guys for some Game Developers Conference keynote speakers. These should be easy. So here we go. Number one, this man created Mario, Zelda, and Donkey Kong, and we'll speak about his approach on games and his creative vision. Number two, this man was the founder of EA, and we'll be discussing the mobile gaming market and how it will become another gaming powerhouse. And number three, this man is the vice president of Sony Computer Entertainment, and we'll discuss what Sony's been up to in the last few months. Okay, let's look at our final question. Seems that there are some fans of sports are feeling left out this Super Bowl Sunday because their sport isn't on the Wii. That's right, an Australian group of Wii fans have started a site for the support of their sport being added to the Wii. My question this week is, what sport am I talking about? I'll give you guys a hint. It has wickets and bowlers. All right, we'll come back and we'll give you the answers. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
When you're playing Mountain King, music is everything. Cause if you hear this melody, it could mean victory. Grab a 1,000 diamonds, ask, go climbing. Jump and be a winner, or be a spider sinner. Now look for the spirit, music says you're near it. Find it with your flashlight, why don't you get up tight?
Cast the skull,
grab the crown. Now you hear this music sound. Play the bat, the music brings, you'll be the Mountain King.
Mountain King, for all Atari home systems, ColecoVision, and Commodore 64. From CBS Electronics, where the excitement never ends.
Hi there, my name's Graham Holland, and I'm coming to you live from my lily pad on Wavertree Pond in Liverpool, England. If you want to hear some of the best Podsafe acoustic music from here in Liverpool and from across the length and breadth of the UK, then come on down to the pond, pull up a lily pad, relax, and listen to the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast at itsafrogslife.net/podcast.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's look at our answers.
Said I pay my dues for all that I've done. And I showed you that I loved you more than once.
Our first category was bears. Number one, this Apple II game has you killing bears for food while you adventure to the Northwest and stay clear of typhoid. And the answer is, what is the Oregon Trail? Number two, this Game Boy Advance game off the TV cartoon has you using your bear stare to bring happiness to the world. And the answer is, what is Care Bears Care Quest? Number three, this PC game is off the Disney movie where an Indian becomes a bear after seeking for revenge. And the answer is, what is Brother Bear? Okay, our next category, cults. Number one, this is the name of Link's horse in Twilight Princess. And the answer is, what is Epona? Number two, this Xbox 360 game, you can buy armor for your horse for a mere 200 points. And the answer is, what is Elder Scrolls 3 Oblivion? And number three, this PS2 game by Tecmo is a horse racing simulator. And it has you virtually training your pet horses, being their jockey, and pretty much betting on yourself to win. And the answer is, what is the Gallop Racer series? All right, let's look at our final category, Game Developer Conference Keynote Speakers. Number one, this band created Mario, Zelda, and Donkey Kong, and will speak about his approach on games and his creative vision. And the answer is, who is Shigeru Miyamoto? Number two, this man was the founder of EA and will be discussing the mobile gaming market and how it will become another gaming powerhouse. And the answer is, who is Trip Hawkins? And number three, this is the vice president of Sony Computer Entertainment and will discuss what Sony's been up to in the last few months. And the answer is, who is Phil Harrison? Okay, let's look at our final question. Seems that there are some fans of sports that are feeling left out because their sport isn't on the Wii. That's right, an Australian group of Wii fans have been starting a site up for support of their sport on the Wii. My question this week was, what sport am I talking about? And I gave you the hint, it has wickets and bowlers. And the answer is, what is cricket? Actually, sounds like a really cool idea. The only problem is I don't know how you score in that game. I would really love to see Australian Football League on the Wii. I don't think there's a lot of those kind of games coming out here. But if you guys have ever seen Australian Football League, that's a fun sport they need to bring here in America. Anyway, that's going to be it for this week. I want you guys to thank you to listening to the show. If you have any comments or questions or any trivia you'd like to hear, you can go ahead and email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com, or you can go to our website at www.gameacthotline.com, and you can go ahead and go to our comments section and put your comments there also. Also, you can go ahead and call me, and if you have a really cool audio clip, I'll go ahead and put it on the show. You can call me at 206-202-4367. That's 206-202-4367. You can also put yourself on our Frapper map that's on our website. And then if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, you can do that through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcasts. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley, become friends with us at Podcast Pickle, and please vote for us at dig.com. But that's going to be it for this week. Thanks, guys, for listening to another show. So until next week, I want you guys to go ahead and turn your video games back up and have a great week. Kodamo no Koromi.